Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.3% just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. U.S. Treasury yields are lower. European periphery yields are up while German yields are flat. The dollar is advancing against the majors, weaker versus Aussie. Crude is up slightly. Gold is lower. Industrial metals mostly higher. Iron ore futures raced earlier gains with reports of reinforced lockdowns in the steel hub of Tangshan. Asian markets were mixed overnight with China trading lower again, European equity markets lower in a cautious trade on their first day trading this week. On the central bank front, late in yesterday's session, St. Louis Fed's Bullard told CNBC he won't rule out a 75 basis point move, but that it is not his base case. He added that the Fed does not want to disrupt markets, but that it does need to move quickly. Bullard said a 3.5% benchmark rate is the minimum the Fed needs and that it should try to get there by the end of the year. CME's FedWatch tool shows a near 90% chance of a 50 basis point hike in May, followed by a close to 93% chance of a 50 or 75 basis points of additional tightening by June. In APAC, the yen sell-off has continued with the currency down for a 13th consecutive day, also continuing our lockdowns in Shanghai with cases remaining elevated. The front pages in Europe are focusing on Russia's new offensive in Donbas, as Ukraine's President Zelensky said the war has entered a new stage. The White House is said to be eyeing fresh sanctions on Russia as EU leaders weigh more bans on more Russian energy, with reports noting they are leaning in favor of targeting oil. On the data front, Japan's February final industrial production beat preliminary. And on today's U.S. macro calendar, March building permits and March housing starts. In corporate news from overnight, people familiar with the matter tell Bloomberg Zendesk is exploring a possible sale. In Hong Kong, China Merchants Bank was down more than 10% after announcing the removal of its president effective immediately, with no reason given. On the earnings front, notable reporters this morning include Citizens Financial Group, Travelers Companies, Prologis, Lockheed Martin, Johnson & Johnson, Hasbro, Halliburton, and Fifth Third posting their results. Netflix and IBM are due to report after the close. Asian equities traded mixed on Tuesday. Japan and Australia finished their days higher, along with tech-heavy markets of South Korea and Taiwan. Greater China traded lower again, being led down by tech names in Hong Kong. Southeast Asia was mixed, with Singapore higher and Indonesia lower. In regional central bank news, the Reserve Bank of Australia's April minutes noted the likely timing of a first rate hike has been brought forward, with inflation trending higher, reinforcing expectations of a June liftoff. And the Reserve Bank of New Zealand Governor Orr reiterated the central bank is planning more rate hikes over coming quarters and explained last week's 50 basis point increase was intended to signal a quicker pace of tightening. Also in the region, yen weakness continues to attract scrutiny, with Japan government officials sounding more warnings about the negative economic consequences. While the Bank of Japan has echoed concerns about rapid yen depreciation, it has vowed to continue prioritizing monetary easing until price stability target is achieved in a stable manner. Reuters cited an announcement that U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen will hold a bilateral meeting with Japan Finance Minister Suzuki on the sidelines of the G20 financial leaders gathering in Washington. Also in the region, Bloomberg noted several brokers cut their fiscal year 2022 GDP China growth forecasts following Monday's Q1 and March economic data. UBS, Barclays, Standard Chartered, and DBS were among those who cut. Bloomberg also reported how analysts questioned Monday's strong GDP data on inconsistencies with alternative statistics. One analyst pointed to a 29% drop in new home sales reported by the NBS and a 50% decline reported by the 100 largest property developers. Another noted how industrial products such as steel and cement held, but that power generation dropped notably. European indices have opened in negative territory. In regards to the debate on further sanctions and bans on Russian energy, Germany's employers and unions joined together in opposing an immediate EU ban on nat gas imports from Russia, saying a boycott would lead to factory shutdowns and job losses in the bloc's largest economy. BDA and DGB union chiefs suggested current sanctions are having a harsh impact on Europe instead of having a larger impact on Russia. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.